My mom is great, though. She's the only person in the world who can tell when I'm drunk. She's like, Josh, are you walking straighter? I heard you come home, put the key right in the door. This is also the part of the evening. I'd like to inform you, you all are going to hell for laughing at me. It's okay, we'll be hanging out.
Josh Blue's right arm is a bit withered and spastic, his speech slightly slurred, but otherwise you might not guess he has CP, cerebral palsy. He's a handsome guy. He kind of looks like a surfer dude, very fit, his long blonde curl swept back in a thick hairband. And he uses his CP as a comedic muse, mocking himself in front of audiences across the United States. Since winning the top prize in NBC's Last Comic Standing in 2006.
You guys may have noticed this right arm does a lot on its own. I swear to God, I thought I got pickpocketed the other day. I almost called the cops. Can you imagine that awkward situation? Sir, is your wallet in the other hand? So it is, thank you.
Josh Blue, his birth name, was raised in St. Paul, Minnesota. His father's a college professor.
Yeah, you know, my parents are pretty open, pretty liberal, you know. I'm the youngest of four, and, you know, I have cerebral palsy, and, you know, they didn't treat me like any differently than the other kids in the family. You know, I still have my chores to do, and, you know, and I think that really made me realize that, you know, it's okay to ask for help if you need it, but if you don't, then you should do it yourself.
Josh was born in 1978, but even back then, his parents realized the value of mainstreaming their boy.
You know what? I was in special ed till the fourth grade, and then I was mainstreamed, and it was fun. You know, it was a interesting experience growing up, being one of the only disabled people in school, and overcoming lots of barriers, like teachers don't see that you can learn in a different way, but still get to the same goal as everyone else, and it's a cool experience to have come out of.
And as the baby of the family, he said he got away with murder, but also learned growing up that making people laugh was really fun.
You know, comedy, I realized in college that my friends were always just cracking up when we're hanging out, and they're just like, you should do stand-up. And, you know, it's something they tell you, you know, you're having a few beers, and then next thing you know, I tried it at an open mic night. It was for music and poetry, and I went up there and did stand-up, and talked about having cerebral palsy, and the crowd went nuts, and they came back the next week. Like, more people came the next week to see me do stand-up. It was pretty cool.
Josh studied creative writing at Evergreen State College in Olympia, Washington. The skill helps him to script his performances, which won him top prize at a national comedy competition and captured an audience for Last Comic Standing.
You know, it was actually the second time that I auditioned for Last Comic. So the first time they cut me pretty quickly. You know, I didn't even make any cut, you know. So I was kind of jaded by the time I went back the second time. So I was more like, oh, they're not going to take me. And then when they took me, it's like, oh, okay, all right. Well, they won't take me another week and then another week. And then it just got really fun, and I just felt like I got into my groove, and I was going to win that thing no matter what, and I did.
But appearing consistently on the program made a huge impression.
Well, I mean, being on national TV 13 weeks in a row, and I felt the nation support. Like, it was really crazy how fast it went. Like, I went from, like, traveling and not getting anything in the airport to, like, every 5 feet someone in the airport would come up and be like, you're the guy, I'm voting for you. And, like, I mean, I must have won that show by millions of votes, because everybody I run into still is like, I told everybody I know to vote for you. I was calling cross country, making people that didn't even watch your show vote for you. Like, it's pretty cool, cool experience to go from not being known to being really known, but it's also quite an adjustment, you know? I stick out pretty good.
Even more so now after appearing on Comedy Central and all the major broadcast network talk shows, as well as NPR, in the newspapers, magazines, and on the net. So trying to be incognito in public now, he says, is useless.
Well, the thing is, most famous people can put a hat on and be in disguise. With me, they're like, hey, there's Josh Blue with a hat on.
Because describe, yes, describe your affect for the listeners.
I have a very distinctive walk. Let's just say that. I look like a drunk homeless person.
Josh travels the country performing his acts for all kinds of audiences at colleges, corporate events, clubs, and charity shows. And fans who are physically disabled obviously enjoy his candor. Here, Josh brings up a man from the audience who also has CP.
There's a couple things, man. One, yeah, don't get too close. We might get tangled up.
And this clip from 2007, Josh Blue does an encore performance on Last Comic Standing.
I've been traveling all over the country. It's awesome. I've been seeing a lot of handicap accessible stuff going in all over, like wheelchair ramps and parking spaces and automatic push-button doors. You guys know what I'm talking about? Cool, just checking. No, I think it's very cool and important that that stuff goes in all over the country. But I have to tell you, as a physically disabled person, I kind of feel obligated to use that stuff. You know how weird that is when you go on a date to a restaurant or something and you gotta use the ramp? I'll be there in a minute, babe.
He also has a bit where he talks about his arm going rogue when he went to the polls to vote during the primary.
I did vote Republican. I didn't mean to. It was like, oh my God! Damn you! Now you're Republican too? You know we need the stem cell. Thank you guys, I'm Josh Blue.
Josh Blue says he follows the news on NPR, so agreed to this interview before his Tuesday evening performance in Fayetteville because he appreciates public radio.
I do, that's all I listen to. I feel it's a non-biased radio. You know, I enjoy Prairie Home Companion and all that. The shows are great, so that's what we listen to at home. I live in Denver, Colorado.
With his wife, a registered nurse, which he joked comes in really handy.
She's in oncology, so her job is a lot more intense than my job. Let's just say, we live in two different worlds, you know, which is pretty amazing, you know, it's cool. And we just had our second child. We just had a little baby girl. She's awesome. She's really cute and chubby. She looks like a ham.
Josh says being a dad has been a lifelong goal.
No, I love being a father. When I was growing up, I always dreamed of growing up and being a dad. I'm not so sure about the husband part.
Possibly because he's on the road so much these days, growing his career. If you scan Josh Blue's website in the press section, he's listed a disability advocacy website first, which gives you insight into his priorities. He's among an estimated 2 million children and adults with cerebral palsy, a developmental disorder that may create involuntary movement, muscle tightness, and in some cases, difficulty speaking. Physical therapy often helps. And Josh loves sport. He's a U.S. Paralympic soccer player participating in the 2004 games that took place in Athens, Greece. But for now, he's focused on raising his children and performing comedy. And he's also considering television and film scripts.
Yeah, I would love to. I mean, I love making people laugh, and I think I'm a very visual comic as well. And I feel like I could do something very fun, some sort of a movie. I think I would play a wonderful villain. I could be pretty cold. No one wants to trust the evil villain with palsy, the crippler.
Josh says he's crafting a sitcom featuring his palsied hand. We'll see if it makes the cut. Or maybe he's kidding. It's hard to tell. Still, no matter what, Josh Blue is an icon now as the world's first breakout disabled comedian.
I don't try to think about things like that. You know, I just try to live in the now and just enjoy it. And when I go, my goal, I guess, is to leave the biggest stain on the planet as possible. When I go out, it's like, what was that? Well, that was Josh Blue.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.